This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me. There's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't worry. Mike Show.
Hey, Josh. Princes of Pizza. Don and Mike.
Right now. Before we get to the psychic of the month, only because there's 28 days in the month. The guy's name is Anthony Carr. He claims that he talked to Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash does not like Joaquin Phoenix playing him in the movies.
So not only a psychic, but a medium.
He also talked to Truman Capote. Truman Capote says he likes, what's the guy's name?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He's good.
That's amazing that he seems to be talking to all these people that are being portrayed in the movies.
Mm-hmm. He also talked to Edward R. Murrow.
Ah.
Who didn't like the guy who played him in the George Clooney movie?
I don't know the name of that actor, but wasn't he nominated, maybe?
Yeah, he should be. It was
David,
great.
Michael Strahan of your New York Giants.
All right, let's...
Strathmore?
Let's give him a call.
I don't know.
Raytheon. Oh, something like that.
Strain.
What? Strain.
That stool.
David Hart.
Okay, his name is Anthony Carr. Vicky's brother. It must be him.
Hello.
I love Vicky Carr.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. This is the Don.
Did somebody say Vicky Carr?
Yeah.
Are you related?
No, but it's only we of the same generation or age would probably know who she is.
Oh, that's right. Oh, it must be him. It must be him.
It's Anthony Carr.
You're giving away your age.
Yes, we are, yes.
Anthony Carr, you are a world-famous psychic. You are the author of Stargazer, Predictions and Prophecies.
This is true.
And from what Don was saying before we were calling you, you also are somewhat of a medium.
Well.
So, how is Johnny Cash?
I just had a steak medium done.
How is Johnny Cash?
Well, Johnny Cash is fit to be tied. He's not too crazy about it.
How do you communicate with someone like Johnny Cash, who is long since gone?
Well, truth be told, I don't work exactly in the way methodology used by.
What is it you do? Like
the two TV, John Edward and James Van Frost.
How do you communicate with the dead?
You're not a carny like the guy on Starting Over.
Hey. No, I
How did you talk to Johnny Cash?
I didn't talk to him. That's the whole point.
Okay.
I see images and pictures, and that which is in our mind's eye, your little computer, and you know
How does Johnny Cash communicate with you?
I'm getting to it.
All right, please, get to it quickly.
It comes through pictures and images, just like your computer. You boot up your computer, you get pictures and images. Mine is like a television set, finely tuned. But I was thinking, gee, I saw that movie, Walk the Line. I really didn't care too much for it. I didn't also, as a movie critic, didn't care too much for the performance.
Now, hold on.
Are
we saying that you, Anthony Carr, you didn't like the movie Walk the Line?
Yeah, but that triggers, those are called unconscious. But just like you mentioned medium, right? And I said I just had a medium steak. Those are called unconscious psychic connections.
Well, you say that...
No, medium steak was a bad joke.
You say that Johnny Cash is fit to be tied. You say you see images. In those
While I was not liking the movie, his performance, Johnny Cash's picture popped into my mind's eye. And a very stern, frown look on his face.
Did you think maybe because you were watching a movie about Johnny Cash, that's why Johnny Cash's mind came into your head? And
exactly, because we're on the same frequency.
Why does Johnny Cash even care?
Well,
really?
Good point. You know, actually, it's a good question.
Thank you.
Hey, you're preaching to the converter. Why would he care? Except perhaps the residue of what he did here on this plane of existence, maybe, or it still exists there, and we all have a little bit of pride. I mean, what is ego and pride except the electrical impulses which exist after the physical death?
Right.
You know, and then his wife June Carter appeared beside him as well with a frown looking. And
who
I thought, as I looked at Witherspoon, and I said, okay, she's got an awful lantern jaw. And I figured, well, that's probably why, you know, women are very catty and very picky, much more than men. So I assumed by the way she was staring that she probably doesn't like her chin either.
How is Truman Capote?
Oh, as gay as ever.
Gay as ever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he liked the performance?
Well, they have a gay section, a gated gay section in heaven. You know that.
They have a gay section. I'm liking
gated,
it more now.
A gated gay section in heaven, you see, where all the Hollywood gays reside.
Really, who's up there?
Oh, Rock Hudson, Capote,
Liberace.
Liberace, whom I read for, and others wanted me to call him Lee.
Kurt Cobain.
You Liberace, wait a minute. You said you read for Liberace.
Oh, yeah. I've read the poems of celebrities and the notorious people going back to 1960. My God, Lillian Gish, for God's sakes, I read her poem.
So you read Liberace's poem.
I sure did.
Was it sticky?
No, but it was smarmy.
It was smarmy. Who are the other famous people you've read the poems of?
Oh, well, I'm starting with Lillian Gish, Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor.
Wow.
Sylvester Stallone, Jack Klugman, Phyllis Diller.
Let me stop you right there. You mentioned Sylvester Stallone.
That's true, I did.
Do you know his mom?
I sure do. We traveled the world together doing
anthology.
Oh, that's
great. Hold on, do you really know his mom, really?
Yes, of course.
If I was to call, we have her on the show all the time.
Okay.
Would she know who you are?
Not only would she know who I am, I just predicted her daughter's engagement with the platinum ring to a guy who was on his way over there New Year's Eve as we were speaking with him.
What do you think, Mike? Do you think? I don't think there's a chance Jackie Stallone would know this guy.
Hold on, don't
give out the number.
Don't
hold
give
on.
It out. We have it.
Hold on, don't give out the number. Hold on. Are you still there?
Me?
Okay.
What?
Good. Don't give out Jackie Stallone's phone number. I've got it.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to call her?
Okay. Yes.
Very good.
Now, is that
right?
What is that? He's on what, four?
Right now, he's on three.
Jesus Christ.
Same one.
He's on three still.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay. Then just...
Let's see if we can get her.
Okay, let me just make the call.
Let's see. Yeah, just call her up.
Well, she's taking her tap dance lessons. She does.
How long have you worked with her?
Don't hover. Okay. Just move out of the way, Rob. Move out. I can call Jackie Stallone by myself.
So you worked with him for a long time.
That's a behind-the-scenes thing. I'm sorry.
In a very small studio.
You've worked with a lot of famous people. I'm amazed. I mean, Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, you live in space. I've been around a long time, you know. I didn't come down in the last rainstorm.
Wow. So, palm reading, I didn't know, was it popular back in the day?
Oh, it's been around since the dawn of mankind.
That's incredible.
You do not wish to talk with callers who block their number.
Hold on, Jackie Stallone doesn't wish to talk to
have
callers.
You got, sure you got the right number?
Unblock your number. Go right now. We'll unblock it and see if we can get her on the line. We had her on just a short time back.
Yeah.
Actually, quite a lot. And a very, very nice lady.
Let me just unblock
it. Here. I just hit it. I can't tell me like it. I can't find myself.
Let me just unblock
it. No, we'll get it. Takes a while sometimes, but we'll get it. It's no problem.
We're sorry. Your call did not go.
Okay.
We're having a little phone issue here, Tony. So what's the next big prediction you have? Tony?
I just hung up on him.
Telephone.
I did get the other thing to work.
We'll call him back.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie. Hang on for just a moment.
Who's calling?
Let me just tell you what's going on.
What's going on there? Bunch of pussies.
Rob is driving me nuts. We are moving Mike from one microphone to another.
Stand, you got my friend Tony on.
Yes.
And I didn't know which microphone Mike was on, and Mike was trying to communicate with me.
Tony Carl.
To say he was on microphone number three, and meanwhile, Rob was just hovering right over my shoulder, pushing on and off every single microphone.
There you got my friend Anthony there.
We had him. We lost him. We hope to get him back in just a second, Jackie. Hang on for just a moment, Jack.
Got my friend Anthony.
We've got him on the line now. Anthony.
Is Anthony on the line?
You got it?
Hey, Anthony.
Hello.
It's Jackie. How are you?
Who's this?
It's Jacqueline Stallone.
No.
Bert. All right.
What's
Hello,
that?
Jackie.
Yeah.
Jackie, how are you, honey?
I've been better.
Why?
But you must be taking male testosterone pills because your voice has dropped.
That's not. It hasn't dropped that much. I'm married to a doctor.
You sound like Marlon Brando. Hold on.
Hello, Jackie, you there? I'm on the line. We're doing a radio show.
Oh, Jesus.
He's God. What are you, psychic?
Oh, there.
How could he see through this one?
She's on the line now. You got her?
We turned reading asses.
Have you got her?
You're talking to her.
Hello?
Oh, no.
How's it going?
Jackie?
Hello?
Are you on the air there?
God, I'm hanging up now.
Hold on.
Bye, Jack.
Where do you want me to stay?
You guys are trying to put me out. I have Jacqueline on the other end here.
Well, now we should really call her.
That's good. Jackie, hang up and let them call you so we can get on a three-way here.
We'll get a three-way.
Oh, no. We're not going to get
I'm not going to do that, Tom.
Okay, hey, call her on that number.
Who's impersonating me?
With a lousy impersonation.
Thank you.
You sound more like your husband.
Jesus Christ.
Screw you, Anthony.
Okay, where?
You name the place, I got the time. Goodbye.
Bye, Jack.
That's good. That's awesome.
Oh, you know,
hang up on him again.
I didn't mean to.
No. No!
I didn't mean to.
Well... He didn't. I mean, there wasn't even a chance he was buying that.
Did you hear her on the phone in the background?
Yes. The background. He had her number right there. Oh my God! That just proves it. Psychic.
Oh, this was such a CF. Moving Mike to one position over. Rob, his big ham hands coming over, pushing every button.
We have a facility that was built in the Depression. We truly do.
So we've got it. We've got it back.
We've got Anthony back.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi there, sir.
So you didn't like my Jacqueline Stallone impression. Hi, Anthony.
Yeah, it wasn't bad toward the end, the last statement where he got snappy and hung up. That's Jacqueline Stallone.
I was trying my best, but obviously you do know her well.
Well, I don't know her well, thank God.
What are you, psychic?
Well, I mean, now, hold on a second. You know her well enough to call her up.
I didn't mean that kind of way. I was using well as a noun.
Oh, I see.
Oh, so you mean you've never betted?
I've never been to the well.
You've never been to the Jacqueline Stallone. And you really had her on the line there, huh?
Oh, yeah, call her. She's waiting to come on.
I mean, she's like diarrhea of the mouth sometimes.
Yeah, but we work well together. You should get her on. It'll be good for a laugh.
So how is... you're doing fine.
Yeah, we like you, Anthony.
How is Ed Murrow doing, Anthony?
Ed Murrow is smoking too much, though.
So you can smoke in heaven?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. There's nothing but an amorphous, ephemeris... ethereal type stuff up there, so you can disguise it quite well, you see, actually. I forgot the guy's name, who perpetrated it.
Yeah, none of us know the name of that actor.
Yeah.
What about that actor? Yeah,
none of us knows?
You ever talk with Peter Jennings? He's probably in the smoking section.
Peter Jennings, the former Canuck who is now up in that great... But funny, I was just thinking of him as you were calling me, so there's another psychic, unconscious psychic connection.
You make predictions,
Anthony.
Are you guys
out of Washington?
We're out of Washington, D.C.
I got an awful sense of a great tidal wave or a flood around you guys. You guys near water?
Well, no, I had a problem with diarrhea today.
you see a flood or a tidal wave?
I see it. Yeah, a tidal wave. You're not by water where you are?
Or? Well, I mean, in Washington D.C.'s, you've got the tidal basin down there. You know, you've got the town does tend to flood.
Really?
The river gets high sometimes.
Rob just handed me a note.
Of course, the BS is.
Do you play the saxophone?
I sure do.
Would you play the saxophone for us?
Oh, please do.
Well, you can. Well, this is my case. I have to take it out.
Take it out.
Are you Canadian also?
That's true.
Yeah, you have the Canadian OUT. Canadian out.
Take it out.
Well, we got our own version of 50 cents here. 75 cents.
Okay, yeah. It's another joke. Great, are you going to take your saxophone out?
Well, but you have to give me a minute to go to. I have to go to take it out.
Go ahead.
All right, we'll give you 1 minute.
Well, hold on.
All right.
Okay.
He's a little snippy.
Kind of worried about that tidal wave.
Yeah.
He's older.
This book features the world's most documented psychic, his predictions for the coming millennium. A few of his fulfilled predictions include...
Yeah, we always should get to that with these guys. Find out what they predicted.
It says on the book. The 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Okay. You?
Robert Blake's acquittal.
Mm-hmm.
Yasser Arafat's sudden and mysterious death.
Sudden and mysterious? He was 100 years old.
Oh. The prediction he's proudest of is the fighter who died on Sylvester Stallone's reality show last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you ask him, he will
predicted
bring it
that.
Yeah.
Tony, are you there?
How are we going to get that proved, though?
Tony? He's putting in his read. All right.
I wonder what section of heaven he'll be in.
Be very interesting.
He's going to be in that roped off section.
Did you hear Jacqueline Sloan when he had her on the line? Did you hear her in the background?
Yeah.
Just going to go up a couple of octaves there.
For the birds.
For the birds. Maybe a little higher. Bunch of bastards. Wake me up right during my tub.
Were you soaking?
I was soaking in my tub.
Now, where is the
grill
psychic?
Does to stay beautiful.
Where's the psychic of the week? Anthony?
Anthony, you're there? Anthony is... He's gone to the East Wing to get his saxophone.
Anthony?
He has read the palms of Liberace.
And Lillian Gish.
And Lillian Gish. Those are busy palms.
Nice Gish.
Nice Gish.
Okay, he's had a minute.
Anthony,
are you there? I hear.
We've got to get to the news cubicle.
This better be an incredible saxophone solo. When
it will be.
It will be. I see it coming.
Hello?
You predict. I hope he gets to it before the flood.
Are you there?
Yes, Anthony. Yes.
Well, I got to wait. This reed is wrinkly. Does anybody play saxophone there?
You have a wrinkly reed?
So does Jackie.
So you have to moisten it a little bit? We have to wait longer now?
Hold on, wait. Let me just give it a
something good.
Here. Let me toot my flute.
Make sure
hey, Kukula,
if you can.
All right, Morton Anderson.
I haven't heard stick like this since Merv.
Hold on.
Sounded pretty good.
Sounds great now.
Please wait.
Well, if he goes back to the days of Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, he might have a wrinkly reed.
I'm sure.
Now, where is the guy?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a wrinkly reed. Really? I like it.
This was a mistake.
How so? I disagree.
Check your watch. You might as well be playing Inagata DeVito.
So you know he's just going to keep playing it too.
No, he will. So we just... Oh, hello? These don't even go together, do they?
I think they do.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. Robbie, I'll have to call him later and tell him he was a great guest. Buzz?
Yes.
What are your lead stories on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, the N-word in the news. An old nip slip. An old nip slip, a new celebrity sex video, and just a brief word about Bush.
Anthony.
Anthony, are you there? He's not here.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
No, not a chance for a break. That was very...
very professional.
Dude.
Anthony!
All right, screw it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The inner loop of the Capitol Beltway still flows from the Dulles Toll Road on the round to 270-355 to the Northwest Branch. Thinking about passing the state trooper? Well, before you speed by, take a moment and chew it over with a Twix with its crunchy cookie, creamy chocolate, and chewy caramel. Forget traffic with a Twix. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
It's like Tom. Dynamite, go to break.